everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than watching a hacky comedian. The number to call in while we are live on Tuesday nights at 6:30 p.m. Eastern to 9:30 p.m. Eastern is 845-986-8804, 845-986-8804. You can join our Den Pen by going to davinsden.com and clicking chat and listen live. If you're listening to one of our internet affiliates while we're live, simply open up a new window in your browser, type in davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den page on the bottom, click on that, and then click chat and go. I'm your host, Davin Rosenblatt. I am joined by Pip Elix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe will be here, 45 minutes or an hour.
Yeah.
Joe will be here, though. Fear not.
Okay.
Santa's on his way. We got a big show tonight. Speaking of Santa and Joe, we got another Santa Hell gig.
I can't wait.
Always a holiday tradition.
I know. I love them.
I do, too.
Poor Joe, I love them.
Well, everybody loves a good hell gig, and the fact that it involves Santa Claus.
Even better.
Exactly. And the fact that it involves Joe.
Even better.
Exactly. Because Joe's not the type to take these things quietly.
No.
Actually, Joe is the type to take it quietly, but to fume on the inside.
Yes. Well, that's why it makes them so great, is because you can picture this guy dressed up as jolly old Santa fuming.
Yeah, he's not liking this at all.
No.
But he'll smile. And yep. He'll pat the little kids on the head.
He does what he's there to do.
And pat the little moms on the fanny.
Yeah. That's what he's there to do.
That's why everybody loves Santa and his big sack. Anyway, we will debut a brand new game called Celebrity, Politician or Preacher.
Interesting.
You excited about that?
Yeah, I am.
I will explain that as we get closer to it.
Cool.
And we have a new addition to our School of Fools.
Yes.
Involving Star Wars.
Yes. And timely.
That's all I'm about, baby. All about timely stuff. We're going to revisit a bit that we haven't done in about a year. A good old-fashioned Pip Helix curmudgeonly philosophy.
Yeah. And I'm in the mood, too.
Yeah, you were a little curmudgeonly when you came down.
I am.
Okay. So we look forward to you spreading your miserable... It's not good cheer.
It's not good cheer.
It's venom. It's veiled venom.
Okay, passive-aggressive venom?
Yes, passive-aggressive.
Yeah.
Rules to passive-aggressively live by. That could be another name for the bit.
Sure.
Yeah, but we'll go with commercially philosophy.
Yeah, I like that.
And another brand-new bit, comedy premises we hate.
Yes.
Did you like the one I picked?
I do.
Yeah. So, I'm looking forward to doing that. I didn't really ask if we all hate them. I just know I do.
That's enough for you.
Yeah, I kind of assumed that you guys did, too.
Well, we'll get to that.
Okay. And, of course, it's not really a show these days without Ann Jackson.
Of course.
Last time we had conspiracy theories by Ann. We'll see what she's got this week.
It's always a mixed bag.
Yes. So, what's going on?
You know, my day job, the day program.
The day program.
The day program is such a... Well, I mean, you know, I've railed about it a lot of times. But now, even the holidays... It's become crappy.
They're not doing a holiday party?
Well, no.
No Secret Santa?
That's the reason that I'm down in the mouth.
Oh, did somebody get you a half-used Yankee candle?
Yeah, right.
Was it a fragrance you already had? Oh.
Yeah, dog poo. Oh, how thoughtful.
What to get the girl that has everything?
Flaming dog poo.
Well, we know she has cat poo. How about dog poo?
Yeah, no, cat yak. And dog poo. Yeah,
cats really got to stop with the vomiting.
Why do they do it so much?
Why do they do it at 4 a.m?
And really, really, when they do it on the bed at 4 a.m.
We've talked about this. We've talked very briefly the difference between your pet and a human child. Because if you go, they're our child. And they are, kind of. But when your pet is yakking on your bed, all of a sudden your pet becomes a football. And you will launch that thing so it does not vomit on your bed.
On your bed.
With a kid, you're like, hold on, let me get a garbage pail. We're gonna bring this to you. Don't you move.
Right.
Exactly. But a pet, well, you don't have wings, but you're about to fly.
No, and could you find something that is the most difficult to clean to yak on, please?
Silk would be lovely.
I know. It's like, no, how about, you know, the laminate floor? How about the formica? Something.
I mean, that's the thing. Cats or dogs, do you really want to have to go outside every time the animal has to go to the bathroom? And, or do you really want your house to become a vomitorium? I mean, that's really the big question between cats and dogs.
And you know what? And it's true.
It really brings it down to that.
Listen, when it's sleeting outside, I'm like, oh, thank God we have cats. But when I hear hook, hook, hook in the middle of the night, I'm like, no.
You're like, one pit bull will solve this problem.
Yes, all five snaps.
Yeah, I mean, that really is a drawback to the cat.
Yeah.
Now when the cat is regurgitating, as it were,
yes,
feeding the baby birds, as it were, is in the middle of the night, is it you or Mr. Helix that gets up?
Neither. We just wait until the morning and see what the damage was.
Oh, really?
If it's on the bed, whoever's side it got thrown up on is the one that gets up. But if it's on the floor, it's just step carefully and find your way through it.
Now, my wife can sleep through anything. She cannot sleep through the retching of a cat.
And so she'll get up and deal with it right away?
I am a very light sleeper. I hear it.
Yeah.
I pretend I'm sleeping.
Good move.
Yeah, so she will clean it up. She will go back to bed. I will be up for 3 hours.
Right, right. No. I'm just like, look, it'll still be there. I just need to sleep.
Yeah, but she wants to get it while it's like fresh so she can get it out.
No, it. You know what? I almost prefer it dry because...
Nothing worse than cleaning that.
Warm, hot cat to throw. Oh,
ooh, this is fresh.
I just got such a chill.
This
oh.
is fresh. Ooh, it's right from the cat. Is it more valuable that way?
Hot out of the oven.
Wow, I love coming here when the vomit's hot.
Well, you figure if their room temperature for a cat is like, you know, 94 degrees or something like that.
I don't know if that's what...
That's steaming hot vomit.
Enjoy your dinner, everybody.
Yum.
That wasn't the point you had, though.
That was not the point, but that's how I feel about this.
All right.
Just the way I feel about steaming hot cat vomit.
Sorry for this disgusting beginning of the show.
I know. Mm. But I used to be the one who would make the little cards, like, on a piece of paper, write everybody's name, and put it in a bowl, and go around to everybody, and you have to pick your secret Santa person.
Right.
I used to do that all the time.
At this current place of day programming?
Yes.
Okay.
Years ago, there are not a lot of us that would be in my department that would be the ones who would be participating in this.
So you have a department of Scrooges.
Well, I didn't used to, but years ago we used to be by each other something. And I used to like that. And then, some people left and some new people came and there was whining. Why do we have to buy something for everybody? It's a lot of money. It's a lot of trouble. Blah, blah. I don't like her. I have to get her something.
Buying presents for strangers has never been easier. You gift card it.
Well, they're not strangers.
Yeah, we're kind of strangers.
You get to know each other.
Yeah,
well,
you gift
enough.
Card them. You gift card them. Everybody gets $20 to Dunkin' Donuts or Panera. You're done.
Well, no, we always got something.
Yeah, but that's. But now you don't.
Now we don't. Then we did Secret Santa so that you'd have one person to get something for. You know, within a reasonable budget, you know, we would go 20 to 25.
But you get like the Muslims in the department. Ooh, manure and a clock. You knew just what I wanted.
Yum.
Random screws and bolts. Awesome.
Oh, that's so great.
Oh, you know, you always get me the perfect gift.
Bullets with scrap metal put in? Awesome. Thank you. I saw that somebody did that online. I was like, oh my God, he's sicko. It's not enough to shoot somebody. You have to like put extra damage in there.
Sure, yeah. You want to do it, you do it right.
I guess so. So
get your extra kill on.
So then all of a sudden there's, oh, it's such a problem. I don't know. Do we have to do it? So last year there was so much whining. I just thought, you know what? I'm not going to go around and push the issue. If anybody comes to me and says, are we going to do Secret Santa, then I will go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it turned into one of those stupid hot potato things. My coworker was like, do we have to do it? And I'm like, nope, I'm not pushing it on anybody.
I think it kind of defeats the whole purpose when everybody's kvetching about it.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Kind of takes you out of the holiday spirit.
It did.
Why not just have like a little office party?
Nope. None of that.
Everybody brings something. That's what the wife had today. Everybody brought in something.
Yeah, nope. We don't even have that. We used to have a really nice office party where we would go to a restaurant and everybody would
She's doing
go.
That tomorrow night, departmental dinner.
Yeah.
The wife used to, before they were bought out and bought out again, it was like several years ago when she started, they had like a big, where they would take everybody someplace fancy and like you could bring spouses. And
yeah.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah, no.
No.
No. I mean, years ago, they used to have this, you know, employee appreciation dinner, and everybody would go, and it was a big to-do.
They used to do that at my wife's company, too. Like, if you're there, like, a certain amount of years, they take you out on the company yacht.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I never went to any of this stuff, because back then I was working a lot.
Right.
But
right now,
my calendar is much freer.
I know, and I'm, you know, I'm a freeloading douchebag, basically. And if you're going to buy me a meal
at
a nice restaurant...
Wife, did you hear the wife talking about you? It's funny that those were the exact words.
No, actually, I just... actually, I got that from Mr. Helix.
Because you were calling him a freeloading douchebag. You want these benefits, you freeloading douchebag? Clean up the cat puke.
No, actually, we're talking about ourselves. We're like, one time we went someplace and we were just like, God, we are really some freeloaders, aren't we? Yeah, we're a couple of douchebags. That's it. We're freeloading douchebags. Aww. So,
Aw, how sweet.
I know. And this is how we bond. So it was really nice to have this holiday party. Yeah, this year, no. And
this is the first year of no.
This is the last year was the first year of no.
So, you know, no was coming.
Yeah, I knew no was coming. But then, like a year or two ago, we used to have like a little lunch for everybody's birthday. We would just get together and have like pizza and soda and stuff and sit and eat together in the lunchroom. Yeah, everybody decided that was a big pain in the ass.
You guys just don't really like each other.
Apparently.
Well, I can understand
So now this was how this went down. Oh, I don't really want to do it. And I'm like, wow, this really sucks. We don't go out to dinner. We don't celebrate each other's birthdays. We do nothing. This really sucks. So now my coworker.
Yeah, but that's not true. You guys all went out to see Andiamo to see my show.
Yeah, but that was like a whole. There was people from other companies as well. That wasn't just my.
Yeah, but they went.
Place. Yeah, yeah. That was outside of work. But at work, nothing. Nothing. It's like,
the way you complain about it, why would anybody want to?
No, I didn't complain about it.
No, but you complain about everything at work.
Oh, no. I mean, I do that here.
No, but on your Facebook page, you complain.
Oh, yeah, but that's my... I'm venting. They don't know that I think that.
But don't you think they're feeling the same way?
Probably.
So then why would you want to spend extra time with these people?
But not about each other, about the evil overlords.
Okay, that's what you don't think the overlords have some complaints too?
I'm sure they do.
They don't want to see you any more than they have to.
No, but I wasn't inviting them.
Oh.
They weren't involved in the little Secret Santa thing.
So it's no longer in the budget. No more big celebrations.
No more.
Or little ones.
Nope. No celebrations. Well, the workers would chip in for the lunches and we buy each other the presents. The dinner, it's not in the budget. Screw you. So now, and it's, we got raises this year, but they were so pathetically tiny.
2%.
No, 1%.
1%. I was going to say one. I'm like, no, they wouldn't.
We got what? No, my raise was so pathetic because there were other things like they're cutting into our benefits and we have to pay for more and more
right.
of them. So my annual raise this year, brace yourself, $250.
Is that after taxes?
That was before taxes.
I need $250.
Yeah.
That's more like $140.
Yeah.
Yeah, the wife said that
yeah.
because of Obamacare, we're paying more for like health insurance now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And she's like, yeah. I'm like, well, wasn't this supposed to make it more affordable? She's like, well, now all the middle class people are paying for all the poor people.
Yes.
And the rich people get off. And I was going to bitch about it, but I'm like, you know what? So what? The poor people need health care. I decided, I'm like, it's fine.
I know. I just wish the poor people, I mean, the rich people were kicking in anything.
Yeah.
But
I guess like dental now is like $100 a month. I'm like, well, then take me off dental. I don't need to go.
Yes, you do.
My teeth are fine.
I know, but not for all ever.
Yes.
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 You're willing it so.
I have thus far.
Well, I know that our teeth will be fine at work because Lord knows we're not going to buy each other candy or anything.
Exactly. Well, you know, you go after Christmas or Halloween and you get some candy. You celebrate the day after, like the Jews.
Well, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. The perverse thing is that I was the one who was like, let's do Secret Santa. You know, I was in the mood to do it.
And what does like Joe show up with like a bag over his head at Secret Santa? Who is that guy with the big belly and the ho, ho, ho? Who is it? Is it Mohammed? Is it Uncle Moishe? I wonder if it's Santa.
If it's Mohammed, please don't draw him.
Fat man, take off that bag off your head. Who are you? It's Santa. The secret's over.
Oh, no. It's the president.
I didn't say a black
company.
Man. Oh, okay.
No. The other thing is...
Nobody wants a black man with a sack. They figure they're running from the police.
Every black man has a sack anyway.
Not every black man.
What?
No, not every black man.
Not a big gold sack? No? You don't think so?
No, I don't think so.
Is that just racist?
No, I just think there's hermaphrodites.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we're paying a percentage game. We're yeah. we're not.
All right. So here we go. So there's no Secret Santa. You think you're off the hook?
Well, I didn't want to be off the hook necessarily, but then it became this whole round robin of people going, "Oh, well, we're going to do it again because Pip's disappointed and we want to do it." And I'm like, "I don't want to do it because you guys are like feeling pathetically sorry.
They really
for
need
me.
To talk to me about handling your disappointment.
Why?
Because I would tell them the answers. Don't sweat it. She'll get over it.
But what's perverse? The rest of them are Christians. I'm the atheist. I want to do Secret Santa. And they don't are not interested.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. You're kind of
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, like why do you what? You just want to give people shit. So just give somebody something.
Yeah, well,
why do you have to call it Secret Santa if you don't believe?
No. Well, I mean, Santa's just like a nice tradition.
Yeah,
I don't
but
think
Christmas
of it.
Is part of the birth of our Lord and Savior. Why are you celebrating?
Whose Lord and Savior?
Our Lord and Savior.
Yeah, yours?
Depending on which company I'm with, sure. Got to hedge your bets.
Yeah, right. Oh, yes, absolutely.
No, but I mean, if you don't believe, who are you? Who are you to complain about the traditions of Christmas if you don't believe?
No, well, the thing is, it was just like a nice little thing that we did at the holidays that, you know, just to say, hey, you know, I like you guys.
Hey, I don't think you completely suck.
Yeah, right.
Not enough to not get to get you something nice or get everybody something nice. Just one of you something sort of shitty.
I know. It just became so pathetic. I'm like, so today, at the end of the day, they're like, so are we going to do it? And I'm like, no, I am not doing it.
All right, Scrooge McDuck.
I am not pushing you guys into doing something nobody wants to do, and now you're only doing it because you think you hurt my widow feelings. So I'm like, no, I'm taking my ball and I'm going home. Fuck it.
I just hope they treat you fairly.
Yeah, no.
No.
Nope.
Aw.
No.
So you ruined Christmas.
No, I wanted. I was the one telling them that we should do Christmas, and they said no. So I'm like, okay.
My wife's company, they're having like a contest, and who can decorate their cubicle the best.
That's nice.
And my wife's like, WTF, hello, like, I kick ass for Halloween, and now you're doing it and my holiday's over?
Right.
It's a bunch of crap right there.
It is right
Why
there.
Why can't we celebrate the pagan holiday?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Winter solstice would be nice.
Winter solstice?
Yes. The 21st of December.
Huh?
That would be nice to do.
Is that, nice the, is that the shortest
holiday.
Day of the year?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Huh.
So, yeah, nothing. No festivities, no holiday reminders, nothing.
Do you celebrate Christmas?
Well, not in a traditional sense.
I mean, do you and Mr. Helix exchange presents?
Yeah, we do.
I mean, you're really not an atheist, are you?
You're a freeloader.
It's really what you are. You're just looking for shit to do.
I'm just doing it. We do it in the most secular way possible. We get each other gifts. We give gifts to other people. We have the day off. We go to people's homes and things. But it's like
here's to celebrating the birth of some Middle Eastern dude.
There's no manger on our front lawn. Let's just put it that way.
Could be zombie manger.
You know, that would be cool.
Did you hear about that?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, this guy has a zombie manger, and, like, they want him to take it down. Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean,
it's a little disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
But, I mean, I wouldn't do it.
No.
But I also wouldn't complain if somebody did, because I have a life.
Yeah, exactly.
I really don't care, so don't look at the zombie Jesus. And in reality, Jesus was a zombie.
How so?
He came back 3 days later. Did he not? Is Jesus not a zombie? Not when he was born. When he was born, he was a sweet boy.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not really sure if that qualifies as zombie because he was kind of discorporated. So zombies.
Discorporated?
Yeah, his body was gone. It was dead, but the spirit went on or whatever. I don't think he was out there like chewing up Middle Eastern guys. No,
he wasn't going brains. Yeah. Because he already had the hearts and minds.
Yeah, that's he was. Yeah,
he's zombie Jesus. Zombie Absolutely. Jesus.
I thought that manger scene was genius. It was so funny, but a lot of people don't have any sense of humor about.
Yeah,
that.
But you know, if you're really Christian,
that's not funny.
No, I mean it's again, it's plastic people. Relax.
I know,
but I get it. It's disrespectful.
Yeah, it is.
You never see zombie menorahs.
No. I don't know.
No, be cool. Here's how you do it.
Okay.
You have a Frankenstein wearing a yarmulke.
Yeah.
And he's running from a bunch of villagers holding menorahs and chasing him. That's the only way you could do it.
I was just thinking, maybe you could burn 8 crosses on somebody's lawn, you know?
It's not really a Jewish thing.
No, but it...
That's a KKK thing.
Yeah, it kind of is. But yeah. 8 of them, I just thought, you know, we'd put them all together.
Well, you know? No, they would have the 12 nights of Christmas.
The 12... Well, yeah.
So it'd be 12, and...
12.
That's pretty terrible of you.
Yeah, it would be
awful. You're pretty despicable.
Well, I know this. I know this. And yet, I was the one pushing for Christmas. So, who knows?
Yeah, no more Christmas.
Yeah, I know. So, no, but everybody's just like, so I'm like, okay, so we just come to work and fuck you? That's how it is? All right.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I think it's just the reality is setting in that's what my day program is about.
I get it. You know, these attempts to bring people together. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's fun.
You know, you try. It's also the kind of place where somebody will work there for 20-something years and, you know, instead of, well, no gold watch, but not even like a little celebration. It's kind of, there's the door. Don't let it hit you on the ass.
I do Secret Santa here. I'm always amazed at what I get myself. I always know what I want.
That's funny.
Yes.
Yeah, are you getting yourself something for...
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, I mean, the wife got me some Hanukkah presents.
Nice.
I told her what to get me.
Was there one night of socks? There has to be
a night of socks. No, it was like Aerosmith CDs and DVDs.
Yeah, good.
They didn't have a book this year. I got some like live CDs that I didn't have.
Cool.
And some live DVDs and a Joe Perry CD. She's like, what do you want? I'm like, yeah, get me this stuff. It's cheap. And yeah. She, we're still waiting for her gift. She's got the Vitamix that she wanted, which is like a really fancy schmancy blender.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, don't give me the crap. Well, you shouldn't get your wife, a washing machine or that or a blender. It's what she wanted.
Yeah, I know. No, it.
So it's really expensive. We got it with discounts and coupons and whatnot. She was happy she found the bargain. It just hasn't arrived yet, and Hanukkah's over, so that kind of sucks.
Yeah, that blows when you don't get your package on time.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, part of what I'm doing, I have the day off tomorrow, just because our vacation days are use 'em or lose 'em. So I took the day off so that I could do some Christmas shopping and, you know, get that tidied up before it's last minute. I usually procrastinate, but being with the other humans in a store is maddening.
Daytime's a good time to go.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got a question. I need to know.
Okay.
If I pussed out on something.
Oh.
I will lay down the background of this.
Please.
If Joe, if you're listening while you're driving, feel free to call in, because when I describe this, Joe, you know some of the background story. Anybody could call in. 845-986-8804. 845-986-8804. Joe, don't do it illegally. Don't get yourself killed. But
well, you know, he's already answered your question.
What?
In his head, if he's listening.
Oh.
He's already, did you push that? His answer was a resounding yes.
Yes, no. But no, I mean, yeah. once in a while, Joe has thought-provoking things, you know.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Haley's Comet. You wait and go, ooh, that was pretty. And then you move on. So, Joe, you have the... you know the background, which I'm not going to mention on the air. I will not be naming names, as it were.
Okay.
So I was booking a room with two other comedians. It was a summer room. We go July and August. Basically, a little bit before the 4th of July through Labor Day. Okay. I've been booking this the past couple of years. I was not welcome back at the place because I had performed there years ago, and I got blamed... by the other comic for doing something that he said. The management claimed that I told a 15-year-old girl to suck my big black cock while on stage.
Wow.
Really not something I do.
No, and usually you don't tell anybody about your big black cock.
I like to keep it as a surprise.
I know. It's like only a few people told. Oops.
It's like first it's a surprise, it's like, oh my.
I didn't mean to blurt. Sorry.
Yeah, so, but whatever. They hate me, and I tried to meet with them, and whatever.
And they're not buying.
No, because they're childlike brains.
And they made up their minds it was you and out.
Yeah, which is why I got fired after 1 year.
Ugh.
And, you know, and I was the one that was keeping a lot of those shows together because I was breaking up fights on occasion.
But, oh, my God.
But whatever.
Yeah.
So I found out this place was open, that they had fired the people that were there before. So I knew I couldn't be there. So it involves every show has two comedians. The second partner got ill and has never been able to perform since.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so that left one of the partners. We were still involved, but only one of the partners could be down there.
Right.
So, for some reason, they wanted him down there the whole summer. So, we all agreed to hire this other comedian who we're all friends with.
Yeah.
For the summer. We wanted to switch it in and out. Well, he had a bromance with management.
Okay.
This other comedian. Like, they felt puff, puff, puff.
Yeah.
Like
the, puff.
Yeah, like the hearts beat out of each other. So gay. And they would play tennis together, of course.
Oh, yeah.
So we wanted to switch comics up. We didn't want the same comics there every week, but the place insisted that we bring this comic back as well.
Okay.
So it became my partner and this other comic for the past 3 years.
Okay.
You know, I really did not have much say. My obviously, because I could not be there, my voice was reduced. The other guy was sick. So, you know, I would try to be the voice of reason when I could. So, for the past 3 years, up until this past summer, it was the three of them.
Right.
After this past summer, after the summer, not this past summer, after the summer before, so the summer of 2014,
mm-hmm.
they decided they did not want my partner back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they did want the bromance guy.
Oh, of course. Suck up.
So, and he was going to take over the booking.
All right.
So we were cut out of it. Now, we have in our contract that you cannot bring in talent that we've brought to you without our written permission within a couple years, or we could sue you.
Good.
We had that in our contract.
Good.
My partner who had been down there, I told him this. He knew it. He didn't want to pursue it.
So I said, why?
He didn't want to pursue it.
Sorry, that was very whiny. Why?
He didn't want to pursue it.
Okay.
I felt I could not really be forceful with it because I had been somewhat removed, though I was still getting money.
Yeah.
I was not as hands-on as I needed to be mm-hmm. for it. So I left it to his discretion.
Okay.
But I was very upset that this guy who's a friend who was at my wedding.
Wow.
A groomsman at my wedding.
Okay.
I'm not going to say the name on the air.
No.
Off the air, I'll tell you.
Yeah. I was just trying to do the math and I was having a trouble.
It's
been a long time you've been married.
yeah, it is. A comic who I've partnered with on other rooms.
Right.
A comic who said to me that I am the most honest person he knows because, like, even if there was gigs that we had that he didn't know about that would tangentially involve him, I would send him a check.
Yeah, but, well, you are honest.
That's stupid of me.
Idiots.
Moron. Maroon.
Smack yourself in the head. Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Son of a bitch. Well, but even the wife feels like I'm the most honest person, like, as far as, like, business she knows, which is nice to hear when your wife says that.
No, and it's true.
Well, thank you.
No, I thought you were one of the people that doesn't screw over other people in the industry, and I was surprised even when you were, you know, getting up there and you know, going doing bigger and bigger shows that you still had the same level of integrity. That's why I'm sitting here.
No, well, thank you. No, I mean, I see no reason to screw people over. You do a job, you get paid. We write a contract. We honor the contract.
Duh!
It's the way I do. It's why I don't usually have problems with my venues either.
Right.
Contract's very straightforward. It's one page. I live by it. You live by it. There's a situation. We talk. We see if we can figure it out.
Right.
It's very straightforward. So so now, it was a two-headliner show, what we were putting in there. Both guys are headline comics.
Okay.
I'm sure they cut the money because they never gave raises. They always complained about money. The money was crappier than I ever wanted to start with.
Mm.
And without me there to force negotiations,
mm-hmm.
the money was never going to go up because I'm the business guy.
Right.
I'm the one who knows how to handle these things.
Yeah.
But they wouldn't talk to me.
Okay.
So now it was essentially the bromance guy. And he'd be bringing in a lot of newer comics, mm-hmm. open micers, because I'm sure he was taking a lot of the money. I heard sometimes he wasn't even paying guys to come down and open. Doing it for stage time. So I'm sure he had a nice summer. So we have not spoken since before.
Right.
Not spoken since.
Right.
And, you know, and people would ask what happened, and I would flat out say, he stole the room.
Yeah. I mean, that seems pretty clear to me.
And if he called me up to say, hey, man, you saying you stole the room? I would go, yeah, you stole the room.
You did.
You know it's a dick move.
Yeah.
It's not, you're not talking. That's why we haven't spoken.
Right.
You know. Now, I could call him and go, hey, man, what the? But he knows what he did.
Yeah.
And without my partner wanting to go and pursue this legally, there's not much that can be done. All I could do on my end is, well, I'm not going to hire you to do my gigs.
Right.
Anymore. That's all I can do.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this was one of my closest friends.
Damn.
Yeah. So.
Let's give him a name, like a fake name. Let's call him, like, Dan.
Whatever.
All right. It's just so you can just, you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So Dan was one of my closest friends.
Okay.
Which reveals how shitty my friends are. Which is why I really don't have a lot of friends.
Wait until I start telling you how I screwed you over.
No, but I mean, you know, when Joe and I had the blowout, you know, some of the things he said to me, I told you, you know, really cut to the, like, I never expected that from Joe.
Right.
So I'm not one to make friends because it seems to be a burden.
Yeah.
And not work out for me. Like, as I get older, I am more and more of a loner.
Yeah, yeah.
I am very much unto myself.
A lot of people are like that, though.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a healthy thing, but it seems to work.
Mm-hmm. It seems to work.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't need to talk to anybody.
Well, see, but you already have a safety valve because you had a child. So, you know, somebody is invested in whether you're living or breathing. So
yes. But I'm pretty sure. Well, I even tell, like before I went to the doctor, she'd be like, you have to go to the doctor, you have to, and my wife would go, like, see, she cares. I go, no, she doesn't care. She wants to annoy me. And the daughter would pretty much confirm that's what the reason was. It wasn't concern. It's like, I'm going to make daddy upset.
I scratched that idea.
Yeah. Like, the wife is concerned.
Yeah.
The daughter's like, this is really annoying daddy.
Because she doesn't really understand. You know,
no, she's my kid, and in a lot of ways, she's like me, and it's quite mad.
Oh, dear God, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, yeah. My wife's like, well, she's just like you. I'm like, yeah, me, like, with extra strength. She's extra. I mean, I have empathy.
Oh, she's sociopath, Davin.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Like, if this continues, I don't think she'll be a serial killer, but the next generation, I could see it. I don't know if she has enough energy to actually serial kill.
Well, you know, she does have enough energy to do the karate.
Yeah, it's a pain.
And you've given her a skill that she can hurt people with, and not the empathy to actually care about that.
Yeah, I don't think she really cares.
Oh, great.
I don't think she really cares at all.
I'm sneaking out of here while the getting's good.
So I haven't spoken to Dan.
Yeah.
In months.
Okay.
So we have a gig together this past weekend.
Oh.
So I'm like, well, what am I going to do? And the person who put the show together knows there's this issue. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't make you feel uncomfortable. I had no idea.
Mm.
Like, it's fine. So I'm like, you know, I've been with people who I've disliked much more than this.
Why'd you put it me?
No, I'm just a jester, not a yo. No, I've had people who I dislike much more than
yes.
this. And I've always been professional.
Of course.
So we went in. He was there before me, said hello, little chit-chat. Felt very uncomfortable.
Of course.
To be honest. Felt awkward.
Yeah.
But, you know, went the whole night, no issues.
Yep.
Got along fine. I didn't bring it up. He didn't bring it up. Did I puss out? Should I have said something?
I don't think that you had to. I think that it's a given.
I don't know if he's this self-aware because he's so self-absorbed.
There are people who are like that, but what exactly would you have accomplished to say, hey, you know, I have a bone to pick with you, you stole the room?
Just letting him know that this is a problem. But I can only assume that he knows it's a problem.
I'm thinking that, how could you not know? How could you not know? Even somebody who's not in the industry, the way you just laid it out, mm-hmm. could see. That's a dick move.
Yeah.
And so,
I mean, I guess his argument could be, well, they weren't going to have you back anyway. Blah, 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 blah. And my response would be, yeah, we'll make a phone call. Maybe we can work something out.
Yeah.
We put you in there.
Yeah.
I thought I should be making more. It's not that we put you in there for 3 years. We gave you steady work.
Yeah.
And you're friends with all of us.
At least address it with me. Don't pretend, oh, well, I can't see it, so it's gone.
Yeah.
You know that. And no, I don't think that you pushed out. I mean, what would be accomplished if you see when you have somebody who is either that self-aware or that much of a dick that they really they won't bring it up to you because they're just like, well, I did it. I got away with it. Whatever. What are you going to do? Slam them against a wall? You know what I mean? Like, what are you going to do?
I mean, other than making a scene.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going to be accomplished.
And that's not going to do anything good for you.
And, you know, we love it. It's like, oh, call
then
me.
Then you're the bad guy.
He's like, oh, you know, call me. I'm like, you got my number.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, you got mine. But I'm not going to call him.
No.
Because I'm not because this has to be addressed.
Yeah. It does. But perhaps, like, on the phone would be better, not at a venue where you're both working.
Oh, I think face-to-face is always better.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not before a gig, though.
No, absolutely not. No. You know, I mean, that's a separate kind of dick move. I always think that if somebody's a performer, you don't go up there and get them all riled up right before they're going
to
go on.
That used to be my wife's move when we were dating, get in a fight with me before the gig.
Really?
That was her move.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so often when you saw me before, she was arguing with me beforehand.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
She doesn't do that anymore, though.
Well, I had seen that Mr. Helix, one of the bands he was in, the lead singer, who is really... He deserves what he gets. What he puts out there, what he gets back.
Right.
And he's like, oh, everybody's so mean to me. No, no, no. You have this surface you, and then there's really all the undercurrents and the motivation. There's more surface, yeah. But you're getting back what you deserve, what you're putting out there. But the thing is that he would always get into an argument with girlfriends, screaming matches on the phone right before he'd go up. And then he'd be, oh, I didn't sing that good because she made me get into an argument with her. No, no, no.
See, I never used that as an excuse.
No, that's the difference, is that he would say, oh, well, it would always be, but it happens so often. It's like, then learn from it and stop talking to that bitch before you go on.
Yeah, but, you know, I think my girlfriend at the time might have been living with me. So it was a little harder to avoid her. But yeah, that was her move.
Oh, yeah. No,
she don't do that anymore, though.
No, that's not cool.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
There's not that much talking before a show. There's not much to discuss.
Right.
It's kind of what I do now. It's my show.
Yeah.
So you don't think I pushed out?
I don't think so. I don't think that it was the time or the place.
I don't know when I'm going to see him again. I don't know if this ever gets addressed.
And that's okay. I mean,
I really wish we would have taken legal action.
I do, too. But
do you agree it was not my place to, even though I was a partner, since I was not the point man, since I had been phased out?
I think that was the right call for you. I mean, had you been more involved at that point, then you really could have, you know, lobbied more to sue. But because you were out of the position, I don't think that if that was the decision that they weren't going to sue. You know what? Sometimes that's, you know, good money after bad.
And nah, we would have won. It's ironclad.
I know.
Or they would have, or the other guy, or Dan would have lost the gig, which is probably what would have happened.
Yeah, probably.
I probably would have said, you know what? Screw this. I'm not going to court over this.
Right.
You know, it's not worth it.
And he would have lost the gig. And then in the court of public, opinion amongst other comedians, they'd be like, oh, can you believe that they actually went to sue him? What a dick move.
Maybe. Or people would know, don't mess with my rooms.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Yeah, I'm all about that. Don't mess with my shit.
Yeah, but it's like, okay, now it's after the fact, and your other partner made the decision, made the call, right or wrong, we're not going to pursue it. You were further out of position to do something about it.
Yeah.
And now it's all this time later, and what are we going to do? You're going to bring it up right before you guys are going to perform? No. I mean, maybe if you still feel strongly enough about it that you want him to at least acknowledge that he did it. And
I don't see how he could acknowledge. I mean, there's only so much, oh, I didn't know you could do.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Or there's like the acknowledge, hey, I did it, I'm sorry, which means nothing.
It means nothing.
Yeah, because you know he's not.
That wouldn't give you satisfaction.
No, there's really no satisfaction unless I'm going to put him through a wall.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do it. So.
No. So what would be accomplished?
I guess.
Yeah, I think that there's...
But if anybody asks me what happened, I will still say he stole the room.
Absolutely.
And if he comes out, oh, I hear you say I'm stealing the room, I would tell him, yeah, because you did.
Because you did.
I'm not backing down from that.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's a gimme.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see, pussing out implies this big, like, testosterone-packed grudge match. Rah, 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 rah. It's like, oh, you're a puss because you didn't do something about it.
And
like,
in an evil laugh from a Disney cartoon or something.
or some kind of, I don't know.
Joe, is that you?
No, it's, but, and that would have been inappropriate. So if you're just talking about business, you're not going to be like, you save that kind of macho posturing for when somebody is like hitting on your wife right in front of you. Then you go a little nuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But business stuff, no.
Okay. Now I know what to do if somebody hits on my wife.
Yeah.
I go, rah, 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 rah,
rah, rah, rah, rah, and they go, ha, 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 you with this clown? This clown doing the barking at me or whatever he's
guess
doing?
I didn't think it through.
Rah, 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 rah.
Well, all right, maybe this next case,
okay,
which I want to bring to you was pussing out. I'm going to play a little audio clip of the decorum. And you don't even have to put those on anymore.
Get right to the president's speech last night on terrorism and bring in Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters. Right, Ralph, I have a question for you. I know you watched last night. I want to know, what were you saying to the TV as the president was speaking? What was your commentary as as the president's speech unfolded?
Well, first of all, He keeps speaking about we can't give in to our fears. Don't be afraid. Look, Mr. President, we're not afraid. We're angry. We're pissed off. We're furious.
Yes.
We want you to react. We want you to do something. You're afraid. I mean, this guy is such a total pussy. It's stunning. And, you know, we want the people, the American people, whom he does not know in any intimate sort of manner. We want action. We want action against Islamic State. And then, when the president is telling us, you know, he is going to destroy ISIS. This is a president who has done more harm to American police departments than he has done to Islamic State. This is a president who restrains our military. He uses it not to defeat ISIS, but for political purposes, for political cover. This is a president who doesn't want to hurt our enemies. This is a president who cares more about thugs in Guantanamo or thugs in Ferguson, Missouri, than he does about law-abiding American citizens and their right to live in safety and peace.
I can tell you are super angry, and I asked you what your reaction was, but I got to call you. I can't use language like that on the program, okay? I'm sorry. Okay, accept that. Now, moving on.
Okay, so the opinion aside, I really don't care, you know, opinion or not. I'm not going to discuss other people's opinion of the president. But
who were the people speaking first?
That was Stuart Varney of the Fox Business Channel.
Okay.
He was doing the interview, and I guess General Ralph Peters.
Okay.
That's who called the president a pussy.
Right.
I got a couple issues here. I got a real problem with whoever the president of the United States is. Trump, Obama. You know, it's one thing if a shock jock does it.
Yeah.
I got a real problem with this happening on a business or a news channel calling the president of the United States, whether you like him or not, a pussy.
And this was a general?
Yeah. A former general, probably. Retired, I'm sure.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. It seems incredibly disrespectful to the president.
I have a real problem with the lack of respect. And we're seeing it there, and I think it trickles down through society.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you're talking politics or talking about anything, there's such a lack of respect.
The vitriol with which people refer to the president.
It really is a reflection of where people's heads are about how did you, whether you like him or not, it's still the president of the United States.
Right. There should be, debate in and of itself has turned into just a bunch of clans throwing pies at each other or setting each other's dogs on each other's genitals. I mean, there is no rational, respectful debate anymore.
I just have but you're on this news channel.
Yeah.
And you're calling the president of the United States, and you're a military guy. He was your commander. I don't know if, you know, he was a general under Obama or not, but it's a commander in chief.
Yeah.
And what'd you think of Stuart Varney, the way Stuart Varney handled that?
Well, the only thing that he really said was, you're not allowed to use that language.
Yeah.
But
and he let the guy go on and on for a while. I think you got to cut in right then and go, hold on. I think you got to stop him. Hold on. Go, I hear your passion.
Right.
But you can't use that language on our air, and he's still the president of the United States.
Right.
I appreciate your disagreement with him, and you're free to express that.
Right.
But I don't want that on my show.
Right. Right. Not that level of, just not disrespect.
Yeah. And this guy hasn't even been, as far as I can tell, hasn't been suspended.
Wow.
Like, how, after that, you would like to see called in the office, go, listen, we can't have you on our air anymore. We know we're anti-Democrat. We know that's what we do.
Yeah.
But if we're gonna maintain the facade
right.
of being a business network or being a news network, we can't have this. This isn't Howard Stern show from 1988.
No, well, I mean, but a reasonable answer to this in the chat, Jack Off says.
I always love when we get words of wisdom from a Jack Off.
Yes, Jack Off says, but it's
Joe.
Fox.
Is that no? I'm sorry.
No, but it's Fox News, you know. So,
but still, the thing is, there should be a level of decorum, and we see trickling the lack of respect. It's the president of the United States. You know, when President Bush went to Iraq.
Yes.
And he gave that speech when he was over there. Mm-hmm. And the guy threw a shoe.
Yeah, no.
I mean, it's very disrespectful.
Incredibly so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's...
The best part was, like, Bush kind of, like, dodged, like, a whack-a-mole, and then had that, like, shaking grin on his face, which is, like, so W, which you gotta love about W.
I know. But the thing is...
You missed me.
That was a very human moment. But the thing is, yeah, there... I mean, whether you love the president or hate them, well, look at what we're talking about before. I have outed myself as an atheist, but yet I don't...
Quite the closet.
I don't speak...
Fortunately, there's more room because there's no holiday decorations in there.
I know. Look at all the cleaning out we did. But I would still speak with respect about the Pope. You know, I mean, because somebody has achieved a level of earning that respect.
We've seen this before with this president where he was giving a State of the Union, and I don't remember the guy's name, a Republican congressman said, "You lie!" We saw that in his first term.
Yes.
And we see that now with the discourse.
Yes.
I mean, you see it with Donald Trump in the way he goes after people who criticize him. It's very personal. There's no respect for anybody's achievement. Oh, Jeb Bush is very low energy, which isn't really bad. That's fine to say low energy.
Yeah.
But that's one of... All right, no, with Carly Fiorina with her face.
Oh, no,
It's like...
Personal attacks. I'm sick of hearing stuff about Christie's fat, too. It's like, what does that have to do with it?
Well, he probably won't last the full four terms. Four years. That's what that has to do with it.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with his health. I mean,
people... No, it's just an easy thing to do.
Yeah.
Same thing with Donald's hair.
Yeah, it's just an easy thing to do. And yes, I have been making a lot of fun on Facebook about Donald's hair. Everybody has. He's not the president. He's a candidate. When you're
he's
the
a celebrity. He's a celebrity.
Yeah, he's a celebrity who's made a buffoon of himself
in a lot
of different ways, in my opinion.
In your opinion.
But he's not the president of the United States.
I think there's a big difference between calling somebody a buffoon and a pussy.
Oh, God,
And I think there's a big difference doing here on this show than on a business show.
Yeah.
And I think there's a big difference from you who has a day program than a former general.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm disappointed that Fox doesn't have a statement. And, you know, I've criticized the Democrats for not going on Fox, like Hillary or mm-hmm. Bernie,
yes.
for not going on, go on the shows.
Right.
But then again, you see something like that, was like, why would you?
Why would you? Because you know you're going into the lion's den, and they know they are.
Yeah.
But not a lion's den where people are going to have an educated debate, where there are going to be rules where you're not going to, you know, lash into these ad hominem attacks. You don't do that. Reasonable and educated people don't do that, you know, or should not.
Well, I just think when you hear that type of thing, and I know most people don't do it, but when I hear something like that, it's like, okay, well, now you've revealed who you are. And you've discounted yourself.
Right. Well, as Jackoff said, that is so funny to say. As Jackoff said...
Yeah, well, we won't be saying that on the syndicated portion of the show.
We will not. The guy in Congress should have been censured when he called Obama a liar.
Right.
Should have been. Because that cannot be left as... because not doing something about it makes that seem like that's reasonable and allowable behavior. And it should not be. You know, it's still somebody who, whether you agree with their policies or what they're saying at that moment, has achieved a level of respect that you should adhere to. I mean, the president of the United States, I can't imagine, even if somebody disagreed with, say, the Queen of England, which is, it's apples and oranges, but I can't believe that somebody would go up to her face and say, you know, you're a insert horrible thing here.
I most certainly will insert something horrible.
You know.
An old strumpet is what you are.
Why or never?
I think you have. You've been around long enough. I'm sure of it.
Stop waving at this point. I can't. It's unautomatic.
Automatic waving.
Oh, I'm holding my purse in the other hand. I can't hit. Oh, I could hit him with it. Can you imagine if the Queen of England just hauled off and whacked somebody with her purse? That would be
great.
Love
that.
I would love that.
Yeah, so I mean, I think it gives everybody an excuse to be disrespectful, and we see it in society. You see it on Facebook.
Oh,
People are so disrespectful.
Everywhere.
How often do you see libtard? I'm all like there'll be like a discussion. All of a sudden, it was like, you know, you stupid conservative, you stupid libtard. It's like, what does that have to do with anything? It's like, okay, we're writing off half the country.
Right here, I'm just going to throw names at you. Ha ha. You know, it's just that. What does that add to the discourse? Or unless you just came here to yell names.
That's why I come here.
Yeah. Right. That's what we do. But yes. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, but we're not running for office.
See, I was just going to say you don't do that in polite society. But we no longer have a polite society.
It really bothers me.
Me too.
I think as a nation, we are a joke in that regard.
Yeah.
I mean, now I know this, when you turn on, they'll show the highlights from like other congressional, parliamentary things, mm-hmm. You'll see an all-out brawl.
Oh, yeah.
Like hitting each other and all. So we're better than that.
Yeah.
So far.
But when you have things like shoes a-flying and you're a liar happen. That's just like the tip of the iceberg.
I think we're getting there.
Yeah. And when you're opening the window to that, here comes more. You know, you give an inch, they'll take a mile. And so if somebody doesn't stamp that down and say, you're not allowed to behave that way in, you know, the House of Congress or, you know, when the president is giving a speech, you're not allowed to behave like that.
I just got a problem with Fox not doing anything about it.
I do, too. In that particular instance, calling the president a pussy is really a general.
Yeah, it's like you're supposed.
Wow.
You're supposed to be in control of yourself. You're a general.
Yeah.
I don't want you leading me into battle.
No, you
can't even do an interview without losing your mind.
Right.
How are you going to be when the bulls are flying?
Well, Jackoff said we've become a nation of sound bites and 140 character bashing. I couldn't put it better.
I try to bash in 110.
You know what? Because you always had that economy of speech.
I do. I get right to it. I get right to the douchebaggery of it all.
Yeah, just douchebag. First word out.
Yeah, just so I'll put like douchebag Pip Helix so everybody knows what we're talking about.
So I can spit it in.
Exactly. Hashtag douchebag at Pip Helix and then maybe something else. Smells really bad. You know? but again, it's the economy. I'm not wasting your time.
Joe's girl wants to know, wasn't the guy suspended on Fox News?
I have not seen that, Joe's girl. If you want to go, I looked a day or two ago. If Pip wants to look for that or Joe's girl wants to look for that, I will certainly.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to troll the internet for that information while you talk to yourself.
You do a Google. All right, Joe's girl, do something over there.
Joe's girl, our strapping reporter.
Yes.
You know.
I, as of a couple of days ago, I did not see anything because I put in suspended or I did not see anything. I will take back what I said about Fox News, Fox
okay.
Business News, if somebody can find an article where he was suspended.
Yeah.
I have not seen that.
Well, we put her and Jack off. You feel, what was his name again? She's ready to go. The name of the Fox reporter.
Just Google, Stuart Varney shouldn't be suspended.
Ah, Stuart Varney.
That's the reporter. I think it was Ralph Peters.
Ralph Peters. Oh, okay. So wait, this makes no sense.
The host shouldn't be suspended.
The host shouldn't be suspended.
No. The general should be, because he's a Fox News contributor / analyst, whatever the hell he is.
Jackoff says Stuart Varney not suspended.
No, he shouldn't be.
No. Joe's girl says she thinks the host was. I can't
No, I don't think he would. That's not his control.
No, because he actually said something after the fact.
No, that would be silly.
Yeah, it really would.
No, but I would be like, well, all right, General, we can't use you anymore.
He wasn't.
Okay, so then I'm right.
Yeah, so.
As the way it should be on this show.
Oh, wait a minute now.
It pains you, woman.
Oh, you know, I just got an ache. You know, I think I passed a kidney stone. Oh, no, you're right.
Same feeling. Same feeling.
Yeah, I agree with you. It just, I don't want to go back to the 50s where people were afraid to talk about anything. Or that.
You know what? I'd like to go back to the 50s when people would shut the fuck up.
That would be good.
Yeah, I'd like that when people weren't talking about politics and religion. And I'm as guilty as the next person. We've talked about this on the show.
In what way?
You know, because now everybody talks about what they feel on politics and religion on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
And you really see the stupidity in people.
No, but I think that there were a lot of things that people were kept under the cover of darkness and ignorance because people felt that you weren't allowed to discuss it in polite society. I'm not saying...
You're right. Back in the 50s, people did think young Kenyon Obama was a pussy. They just didn't say anything.
No, but I mean, that was back in the days where people would say, the cancer... Well, if we can't talk about it, we certainly can't research it and solve it.
No, I think Jews still do that.
Well, Jews do that, yes.
Do we?
Absolutely.
Okay.
I've seen it.
Well, I'm going to buck that trend. Cancer! Cancer, 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 cancer.
Oh, my God, you're scaring me.
Cancer of the balls, cancer of the toes.
Wait a minute, now you just gave it to me. Stop
you
saying
got
it.
Cancer, you got cancer.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Joe's girl. Our.
I like how Joe's girl's here, but Joe himself is not.
She's filling in for Joe.
You know what? I like it.
I like it.
It's kind of like that Fox show in the middle of the day. I'm outnumbered. I like
this
that.
This is what you just found.
Okay.
On Monday afternoon, Bill Shine, senior executive vice president of programming for
this
Fox
Monday?
News. Yeah, I guess.
So
yeah.
They waited a week.
Yeah.
Okay.
For Fox News and Fox Business, said in a statement obtained by HuffPost that Peter's comments were completely unacceptable for our air. Shine said the cable network does not condone the use of such language and that has suspended Peters for 2 weeks.
Very good.
Yeah, and Jackoff came in just under the wire with the same information, suspended for 2 weeks, Peters.
All right, because when I looked for this stuff yesterday, it was not out
there.
But why'd they have to wait a week?
I
don't mean to nitpick here, pick nits, but I mean, why does it take you a week to make that? I mean, that's
a big juicy nit right there.
Yeah, I mean, that should be pretty swift. I mean, it should be a no-brainer. I applaud them for doing so.
Yeah, it should be a no-brainer. However, you've ever seen something that goes to committee? You know, I mean, when people have to sit around, I don't know, do you think that's... Well, let's look at our standards.
Let me tell you something.
And
when something goes wrong at a comedy show, the comic hasn't even left the stage yet, and I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, hang on. Joe's girl said this was posted on 12/7, so they didn't wait a week.
I couldn't find that anywhere.
Oh, well, look at
okay.
that. See, we need our crack research team of Jack Off and Joe's girl to do our research for
you
us.
Know, I've often said Fox News is always trying to be fair and balanced, doing the right thing.
Yeah, well, you know what? And
then they muttered under their breath, but he's right, Obama is a pussy.
Ah! Yeah, wait a minute. That came up on the closed captioning. But he's writing as a pussy.
Yeah, you just see the sign language person.
Yeah, and she's looking nervous. Like, do I have to sign the word pussy again?
Like points to a black guy and then does the screwing pussy
sign. Oh my god! Do you remember that guy that pretended to be the sign language guy?
Oh, I saw that. I saw that on a stupid meme.
Yeah, I know, but hilarious.
Yeah, we're supposed to vet Syrians, but we can't vet the guy doing sign. It's like. Completely different.
And who has the balls to get up there and just go, you know what? I'm just going to wing this.
I love it. It's best radio bit ever.
So hilarious.
Yeah.
I can't believe he did it.
So, I mean, I don't know if, I mean, I really like to take our break now and gear up for the next segment of the show.
I think that would be good.
But, you know, we kind
especially
of.
Especially since I have to pay.
But we're kind of waiting on Joe.
Yeah, I know. But he could come in for the next segment.
Well, the next segment of the show is the syndicated part.
Yeah,
and we're starting with the Santa Hell gig.
Oh, damn it!
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, you can pee, and I can filibuster.
Well, hold on, I'll get a cup.
Two jackasses in a cup. I love that video. It's awesome.
There's the name for this segment of the show. Two jackasses in a cup.
God damn it! All of a sudden, I miss cat puke. This is hotter.
Oh my god, it's very troublesome trying to pee in a cup for a girl. By the way,
I gotta do it tomorrow.
Yeah, what?
I don't. Not for a girl.
I was like, what?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm having a little thing for
you're
the holidays.
Having a girl pee in a cup for you tomorrow?
It's kind of my present to myself. It's my little secret Santy.
I knew that there was something.
I wanted to get me something I really wanted.
You know what? You had a really weird list for Hanukkah.
I really did. Cup, 4-year-old girl.
Jackoff says two boys and a goat.
All right, this isn't fucking ISIS. Settle down.
You never know what's going to be on your list. It's wacky and wild every year.
Not that wacky.
No, I know. Two boys and a goat. It was uncalled for. Stop that.
Yeah, Jackoff, you're suspended. Don't call me an ISIS sympathizer. We can't have that in our chat room.
Anyway, wait. You're peeing in a cup. What, are you seeing the doctor tomorrow?
I went to the doctor.
You did go to the doctor?
Yeah, I said this last week.
I know, but we didn't talk about what happened.
Well, he held me the way I like to be held.
Awesome. Wait. Say it in a slow, sexy voice. Tell me about your doctor visit.
Pretend that he's Belinda.
Yeah. Tell me the sexy doctor story.
So
turn it into she.
Should I find the music for it too?
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
Yeah. Let's have some sexy doctor proctology exam music.
The only thing that stops us, by the way.
Wait. What?
Is fucking Joe showing up? So I can get on with the show.
You know what? Traffic is bad sometimes coming up
I'm
here.
I'm not blaming stupid, but
oh, okay, good.
But
good.
I'm just but what I tell you when he said 7:15, I go 7:30. But that's why I'm stalling because he's kind of integral to the next portion.
Yeah, no, I get you.
No, the show.
Well, that's good. So
I'm just trying to find the
you're finding some sexy doctor visit music.
I bet that's Joe now listening.
I know he's going. Hey, stop talking about me. I'll be
Joe,
right there.
Joe Curry,
shut up.
5 minutes.
That's his phone.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Joe's girl had the same figure on Joe.
Oh. She's just going to beat the tar out of you one of these days.
Why? That's funny.
I know.
That's funny. I gave him an extra 3.5.
Yeah.
Because I'm a pal.
Thanks for overestimating. That was kind of you. But what kind of sexy music are you trying to find, by the way?
Oh, some nice. Maybe. Can I find porn music? So,
yeah, I think that. Well, it depends.
I
on
had
how
all
your
this crap.
Went.
Just bear with me.
I know, but it depends on how your visit went because you know we don't want to have anything that's like elevator music. That's not sexy.
When I play it, it is. Have you ever been in an elevator with me? Hot.
No, and I'm scared now. Not getting in an elevator with you if it's going to turn into a proctology exam. At least not on my end. Although I could bring rubber gloves. That would be an interesting elevator.
I should play Pantera, Cowboys from Hell.
Two boys, a goat, and an elevator.
God damn it.
Hot.
Wait a minute, maybe it's in Jingles.
Oh. Will you put porn music under a label called Jingles? You have to fix this.
I do animal songs. Here we go. We'll go with porn 70s music. All right.
All right. That's good.
All right. I mean, whatever. I don't know what to do about this.
Okay. I'm a little nervous. Wait, if only we
they
had...
They can hear it. We can't hear it.
Okay, if only we had like a sound of a plastic glove going on. Snap! Okay, please.
Oh, I wasn't preparing. I wasn't going to talk about this. By the way, guys in there, if the chat room, if everything sounds staticky, let me know, because that was an issue last week for a portion of the show. We have sound issues.
Okay.
All right. So I got to the doctor's office before the doctor.
Okay.
He opens at 1. I got there early, you know, in such anticipation.
Sure.
I really didn't know what to expect.
You're excited about your visit.
I manscaped.
I'm sure she was grateful. You have to make this a she for this story.
Oh, it's a guy.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do... All right. So man on man.
I just figure if you're going to present yourself, you should present yourself.
What? Okay. Man on man doctor.
When you go
visit.
To a doctor, don't you present yourself well?
I do.
Of course. Everybody does. You don't want to be a beast.
I know. It's like, that's terrible. I clean up for the gynecologist like he cares.
Yeah, forget about the spouse, but, you know, this is a stranger. It matters.
he has to deal with that.
He didn't take a vow with the doctor. You took a vow with a spouse.
He has to deal with that. The doctor, no, come on.
The doctor can say, I think you should see another doctor.
The niceties.
Yeah.
You know?
So I was freshly coiffed. I showered.
Okay. Good.
So it really didn't involve any of that, though.
What happened?
I got up on the bench with the white paper. What is that? The tissue paper? What is that?
No, well, it's just white paper that they put on so that there's...
What is that white paper going to contain?
It's supposed to keep it a little bit more sanitary than you.
We have those, the wipes.
I know, but it's like, it's just a nicety so that you
it's
have
not
to
a
think,
nicety.
It is, because you have to think about your butt being where somebody else's butt sweat just was. You
that's why you
like
have
that.
The wipes. That's what you have a nurse for. They teach that, I'm sure.
I know, but it's like the paper helps. It's nice to have a barrier between you and all that vinyl. Trust me.
I don't know if the vinyl feels that way. Hello, Joe. Hi. See by your tardiness, now we got into this horrible conversation. I hope you're happy.
Well, I'm listening to the show.
I told you to call in.
I'm driving and I don't have the number on speed dial. I have it in my my notes. So
that does us a lot of good there.
But what I did was I did shoot a text that I was going to be here in 5 minutes. I go, I'll be here in. I'm doing it both with the voice.
Right.
I'll be here in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Send. I'll be here in 55 minutes. No, damn it. I'm 5 minutes from this place. I'll be here in because I heard you go, well, we're going to the TRL thing. I go, I'll make it. I'll make it.
TRN. This is an MTV. We're not. You're not. What is that, Carson?
Total Request Live.
Yeah, yeah.
And if this is the request,
you're not Britney Spears, and I'm not Christina Aguilera, because that's when that was on.
You know
sometimes
what
we think we are.
Well, you know, sir, the request turned into his doctor visit.
Yeah, seriously. No, but there was portions of it where I wanted your input for it.
No, I try. You know, I did everything I could. Well, I'm here, so I did everything I could, and it worked. All
right. Well, Jackoff
has no
a good
hawk.
Point.
Okay.
I don't get to say that old enough. Jackoff has a good point.
Well, always has a good finish. Swallow, stupid. Joe did a spit take with the chat room.
Boy, that all tied in, huh?
All right.
He said, no skid marks on the bench. I agree. You don't want, because you...
Who's going there with a poopy butt?
People do. You have no idea.
Where is this?
And they
the
literally do.
Oh, really?
Yeah, people go to the doctor. My gynecologist nurses, like the people in the office, I've been going to this doctor for so many years. They will chat. They tell me people show up nasty.
Well, I was freshly coiffed.
Good.
So I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know if there was going to be hands down my pants.
Right.
I didn't know if I was giving blood.
Wait,
I didn't.
Wait,
it's
tell
like a
this,
gig.
Tell this slower.
No, a gig I know there's going to be hands down my pants. Can I slower, just get the $50 slower. You owe me? Fine. Play with the nuts.
Slower, softer when you're talking about the hands down the pants. Slow it down.
I didn't know if there'd be hands down my pants.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
I heard things.
You heard things.
I did not know if I was going to be getting pricked.
That's right. That
with a needle.
Happen. With his hands.
I didn't know if it would be a bloodsucker, meaning a long-term relationship.
It could happen.
I didn't know if we'd be exchanging fluids.
Me you with could. Him with a syringe, taking your body fluids. Him sweating because he has to touch you.
Yeah. This is by the way, this dialogue is as good as the dialogue on the movie 50 Shades of Grey. I came home, the wife had that on the other night. Yuck. If they want to teach abstinence in school, put on 50 Shades of Grey.
Let me tell you something. I think the time to worry is when you're not going yuck.
No, but even the wife's like, this is funny. She loved the book. She's cracking up. I didn't know she was like laughing because I wasn't getting
that's
the
supposed
joke.
To be an hysteric. She's supposed to be an arousal.
Yeah. There's a girl with her tits out. My wife's laughing at the shit. My penis is confused. Are we supposed to be, you know, are we supposed to like really enjoy this or is this just too funny? What do we do? My dick is looking down at the nuts, go, we're confused. We don't know what to do. The
it's wife, mystery science porno 2000.
I was just going to say.
No, I wasn't commenting. I was putting on Facebook my contempt for it.
I know.
If you're on my Facebook page on Saturday.
But it's like, I don't know whether to go with it. I was just thinking, it's like mystery science theater.
You know what my wife goes to me the next day? The wife goes to me the next day. She goes, because she agreed. It was awful.
Yeah.
I mean, usually when I come home from a gig, she's got the stupid Twilight trilogies on for the millionth time, which is awful acting. Awful acting.
Yes.
I mean, I'm seeing this go, I miss the acting of Twilight. She goes, this was worse. She goes, remember when we used to watch those movies on, like, Cinemax? You know, the, like, softcore porn where they had the apes and everything? This was like a Bob Gonzo movie.
The apes?
Yeah.
Very inside, very funny.
Yeah, it was fun. I made it. I cast it. Good stuff. Yeah, like, it was supposed to be, like, a takeoff of Planet of the Apes, but it was, like, some pseudo-porn that they have, like, a Cinemax at 2 a.m.
I'm sorry. I have to just, it's inside, but remember when we all watched it, came over your house and watched it
sure.
all?
Sure.
And I remember watching it. I think it was you were there, and I'm like, watching
no, she
this.
Wasn't there.
But it's like, even a 12-year-old adolescent would go, all right, enough.
You know, they had, like, a never-ending shower scene in yeah. Gonzo's movie, where first the water comes down, and then it goes up. Yeah.
We're all sitting there. And it was obviously David and I, Johnny Watson, you know, all the guys, Larry, all the guys, you know, and we're just watching this damn thing going, what
this
the
is
hell?
Terrible.
Yeah, right. So the wife goes to me. She goes, 50 Shades of Grey was worse than that monkey porn that we watched.
Wow.
Yeah.
Monkey porn.
I don't know if she called it monkey porn, but
but I love
but you know
porn.
Me with the economy of words.
Yes, it's monkey porn.
Wow, that you
so wait. So now you weren't sure if you're going to have hands down your pants.
Right. I mean, I knew mine would be there.
Yes, but you didn't know if you'd have company.
You could only hope. I really didn't know what to expect because it's been over 20 years since I've been to a doctor.
Right.
And I figure everything's working out fine.
Yeah.
There was none of that.
None?
I didn't even have to get weighed. He asked me what I weigh. I go, I think I weigh this.
Hey, really? He trusted you?
Yeah.
What
kind of half-ass doctor did you go to?
Thank you.
It was highly recommended. I this is the type of half-assery I like.
Did he ask you what's your temperature feel like?
He's my doctor. He's not working on me for me for on the show.
He's he's my doctor. You haven't been to one in 20 years.
Well, now
it's like you're sitting next to a guy in the train. You know, it's like he's my pet. He's my friend.
My wife found him on some message board for the local town. I'm sure he's quite qualified. So,
hang on a second. Let me check your temperature. He put his hand on your forehead?
No, on my knee.
Why can't you go to your wife's doctor?
Because I don't need to go to a gynecologist.
I don't have a phone. You know what I mean.
We have doctors for other things, you know. It's not just all vag. There's a whole body attached to
the
vag.
Yeah, but they're general practitioners and they're gynecologists, you know. Yeah. Might as well take care of the inside and outside. I'm not getting up in stirrups.
That would be funny.
What did he do?
We talked.
What?
You take your well. What are you gonna? You
no, he checked. He checked in my ears, my nose, my mouth, my throat, my. I breathe.
He take your blood pressure.
He did.
Okay, good.
No blood work.
Well, neither one of you were around, so my blood pressure was fine.
How about blood work?
Well, that's what I have to do.
You need to get blood work.
A full battery, but yeah,
yeah,
yeah, but nothing there.
I'm surprised he doesn't give you. I'm surprised you didn't do a
pap smear.
Are you calling Davin a pussy? That was part of the
yeah, I heard.
Earlier.
he didn't do the glove.
Yeah. No.
No snapping of the glove? What
there was
the
no
hell?
Glove.
No
you should.
No
you
love.
Need to have that
you
checked.
You got no love.
Leave your fetishes out of
no,
this.
No, no. No, not a fetish. You got to go get that checked.
You need to have that check.
I'm fine.
Well, I'm going to go get a glove right now. I'm concerned.
That's just because you want to, and you want to play Secret Santa.
I do.
Look, I should be down here with cigarettes and asbestos with you. You know, there you go. But you need
what a despicable thing to say. You are rotting from the inside, human being. And I use the word human being in the loosest sense of
but
the word.
But I'm going to be very sincere. And you're stupid. You're stupid. You are. You're dumb as they come.
Yeah, here's how you're right. Because for a moment, I thought you were going to say something nice because you fall with me.
I am going to say something nice.
Should I leave the room?
No, you should have had that. You need to have that done.
Yeah,
you need to have that done.
Where did you graduate from medical school?
I
watched it on TV.
Where did I graduate? Because it's at that age you're supposed to have it. And I'm telling you right now, and I'm not
men of a certain age.
Yeah, men of a certain age, my friend. Where
I think it's 50 though. I think
no, that's the colonoscopy is 50. No. Okay.
What's the difference? Either way, something's going that don't belong.
But the thing is that you need to have this done. You are at an age right now between.
I don't wake up to pee. Everything's fine.
Between
well, that didn't sound good. Like I'm peeing in my bed.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
What I said last
no, I meant
week
at all.
What I said, and I've seen it with people my age.
Well, you meant my butt, and I've seen it.
No, God, not at gunpoint. From
for a gig, maybe.
From the ages of 40 to 60 years old, you are at a point in your life where you'll be better in a couple of days, or it's curtains. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, no, he's absolutely.
I just laid out a whole bunch of money on tests for a colonoscopy and upper endoscopy.
Yeah, but you're
and
older,
stuff like
and
that.
You're older, and you have bad habits.
I had bad habits. I'm changing.
You right, but you had those. I have never had those habits.
All right, but you still, even though you, and how many times have you heard this story? He never smoked, or he never drank, and he's dead, and he's dead. And you've heard stories
I'm
like
not gonna
that.
I'm not going to smoke out my butt.
No, but you have.
and you won't, even if he sticks a finger
but
up there.
Your body chemistry might be at a predisposition
well, that's
of
all
something
the blood work's
like
gonna,
the blood work, but you should ask him about a prostate exam.
I'm not going to volunteer to be invaded.
No, he has to go spelunking.
Do I look
up
like
there.
A Cosby date to you?
Do you like lattes? The thing is, no.
Kind of defeats the purpose because it's full of caffeine. It's going to counteract with the roofie.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, I think the
stupid,
roofie
you're no good at date
that.
Rape.
No, I failed at that. No, he's absolutely right. They have to go in there. I'm sorry, he has to go spelunking.
Yes.
Yes. That, see, now there's an addendum to don't let anybody put anything up there,
son. My ass is not a well that a little girl fell down, by the way.
I understand.
No,
but you need to get... You need to get things. You think it was thrilled about having a colonoscopy and an upper endoscopy?
You might be.
No.
See you as
no.
a stress relief.
No.
No. No.
But
men have died.
I'm
sure they have.
They have. That's why
they
you
have.
Go.
That's why you go.
But you need to know how you feel. I mean, like with the diabetes. I mean, you know, it's like
that shows up in blood work.
It does. But what I'm saying is that I didn't know. I'll give you an example at the day program. Okay, they put out one of our vendors came in, or customers came. They put out a big tray of cookies. Now every year they put that tray of cookies out. I take three and I figure out how to get another four when people aren't looking.
Problem solver.
No, but the thing about it is, I left it. I didn't touch
it.
Well,
it's going to show up in the blood
work. But you can't. There's certain things you need to know that about your body where, it, like I said, with this, it's not, well, I'll go to the, no, I can't. Not saying that you'll have it, but you need to know how your body is, what's wrong, what's okay, and what needs to be. At your age, you're not a spring chicken anymore, my friend, and you need to be conscious of that because I'm telling you, right, all right, smile and laugh all you want. But let me tell you something.
I'm not an old crow either, by the way.
When I'm trying to give you a eulogy and I'm struggling for words, I don't need that problem.
You struggle with words all the time. It's called our show.
Yeah. No, he's absolutely right, though, because if something is...
Just call the segment Joe's Right for a Change.
Yes. If something is cooking, this is you want to catch it early.
It's an ass. It's not an oven. Nothing's cooking.
But what I'm saying
it's
is...
It's 98.6 degrees. That could be an oven.
Davin, if you went to the... if you had a physical every year... Listen to me. If you had a physical every year and you missed a year, maybe two... And we're talking about that. You still have shit of it done. But I was like, all right, everybody calm down. You haven't been to a doctor in 20 years. All right? And
so
you
far,
need
so
to
good.
Have a full. And you. No. You need to have a full physical.
I went for the physical.
All right.
Yeah,
but he wasn't thorough.
No, he did.
Why am I yelling?
He did.
Because you're a very angry human being.
He did a half-assed job.
Really? You're giving that the laughter? She was saving that? Ugh.
Because I don't think she delivered it expecting that to be funny.
Well, a third of the show doesn't think it was.
He did do a half-assed job.
And reiterate.
He didn't funny. Even get at the ass.
But all right, I get it.
Do you? Are you going to do something about it, though?
I'm going to go for blood work, possibly tomorrow.
And you're going to ask him?
I'm not going to him. I got to go to the hospital.
Okay. And you're going to also say, I got to have somebody check the prostate.
Yeah.
I probably won't say that.
Yeah, you will.
I probably won't.
Get the phone.
I'm going to mention it to your
Can
wife.
Can I on speaker, please?
No, worse. Right, I'm going to mention it to your daughter. You're going to hear the word prostate more than you've ever heard it before.
She's going to think it's a state where she has to know the fucking capital. Leave her alone.
I know.
It's
and
anus.
That's fine.
What's the capital of prostate? Anus.
All right. We're going to take our first break.
When
we come back, we're going to do the cleaner portion of the show. We got a Santa Hell gig, a new game, all sorts of good stuff. Don't go anywhere.